Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy. Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread. And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from junior to granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Hold Up at the Pass. In the Texas panhandle of the early 1880s, the town of Shamrock increased in population and importance in direct proportion to the sharp increase in cattle ranching. Many wealthy Easterners invested in cattle and occasionally came west to look over their holdings. Quite naturally, the sharpers and gamblers and road agents of the region saw opportunity in all this. As our story opens, two rough-looking men are riding into Shamrock on their way to the sheriff's office.
Look, Drury, far as I'm concerned, this don't even make sense. You of all people going to the sheriff to ask for a job as a deputy.
And I tell you, there's nothing wrong with it, Sim. Sheriff's advertising for a deputy, ain't he?
Yeah.
All right. We know this rich woman, Lola Dennis, is coming out here from the east pretty soon to look over her ranches and her landholdings.
Everybody knows that.
We understand she carries lots of cash money around with her all the time. So the chances are the sheriff will be acting as a bodyguard for
sure,
her.
Sure, I know, but...
If I'm the sheriff's deputy, I'll be in a position to know right where he is all the time. When the right time comes, I'll either stick a gun in his ribs or bust him one over the head. Then we'll grab off that woman's money and clear out. Now, you wait here. I'll be back as soon as I talk with the sheriff.
So, if the sheriff does not want our help, Pancho, we will guard Senora Dennis anyway.
Uh-huh.
When we were in the sheriff's office yesterday, he acted a little bit stuffy, even though he said he would think it over. And Pancho, are you listening to me?
Oh, si, Cisco. Pancho, listen.
Then put away that magnifying glass and pay attention so that you...
Hold on.
Pancho, what are you doing to make Loco act that way?
Oh, Pancho, just look at Loco's back through the magnifying glass, Cisco.
See, but you held that glass so it drew the sun and it burned Loco.
Drew the sun?
See.
Burned Loco? Oh, you make a joke, Cisco.
Not at all, amigo. Hold that glass above your hand so it makes a little spot of sunlight on your hand. Very small spot.
Pancho, try it, Cisco, but Pancho not can see how it can burn Pancho. Ay! Ow!
Now, you see?
Oh, see, Cisco, burn like anything, no?
Well, I'll explain the whole thing to you another time. Now, put away the magnifying glass while we talk to the sheriff. Oh, the diablo.
Sheriff got a company, Cisco.
The senor is just leaving, I would say. We'll wait here until he does.
And it's a dealer, Sheriff. Yes, I said I'll give you 2 weeks' trial as my deputy. What's your name again?
Thomas, Ben Thomas.
All right, Thomas. Be ready to go to work tomorrow morning. I'll swear you in then.
Good enough, Sheriff. Be seeing you. Yep.
Oh, Santo Pancho, as if Sheriff got himself some help, Cisco.
We will see. Come on. You know, I've seen that hombre somewhere. I have a feeling his name is not Ben Thomas. Buenos dias, Señor Sheriff.
Buenos dias.
Howdy. I reckon I won't be needing any help from you and your partner, Cisco. I just took on a deputy.
So we heard, Señor Sheriff, but Pancho and I are not asking for pay. Some years ago, I guided Señor Dennis when he was out this way. He was a fine gentleman. I would not have anything happen to the señora.
Told you I wouldn't need any help, Cisco, and I meant just that.
Oh, but Cisco not just any help, Sheriff. Cisco the biggest help anywhere around, no?
You ain't got to worry. When that stagecoach comes up through the pass, it'll have an armed escort. I gotta get back to work.
Oh, the sheriff not like us, I think, Cisco.
He is jealous of his authority, amigo. But he is going to have our help whether he wants it or not.
Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
Well, well, look who's coming to our camp, boys. Don't he make a right handsome deputy sheriff, though, with that star pinned on him?
Yeah.
Jealous of me, are you, Sim?
Yeah, I want to be a deputy, too.
All right, listen to me now, boys. This here Lola Dennis is coming to Shamrock tomorrow morning by stagecoach. Now, the stage will be coming up through the pass of Rocking Chair Mountain just about 11 o'clock.
Will anybody be riding shotgun with the stage, Drury?
Nope, nobody. Me and the sheriff will be coming up the pass to meet the stage at 10:30.
You want us to dry gulch the sheriff, huh?
No, I'll take care of him. But you hombres better not be in sight. Get your horses and yourselves behind some of them big boulders or cactus and such.
Well, why be so blasted careful if it's just you and the sheriff?
In the first place, Sim, because I say so, and I'm bossing this outfit. That is, I reckon I am.
Yeah, that's right, Drury.
In the second place, because there's a mighty dangerous hombre around here.
Who?
Cisco Kid.
Who?
You've all heard of him, even if he does come from clear over Arizona way. I had a run in him once in a cafe in Flagstaff. Now, the sheriff told me that Cisco Kid and his partner are here to see no harm comes to this Lola Dennis. Cisco was friends with her husband.
Chances are some harm will come to Cisco, though.
You bet your neck it will. And I'm the one that'll see to it. So don't none of you hombres shoot to kill, you understand? Take him. But leave him alive, and I'll tend to him. And I'm sure looking forward to it.
Ow! Ow! What, that burned Pancho?
Are you burning yourself with that magnifying glass, Pancho?
See, this magnifying glass, it would light a fire, no?
See, it would.
See.
Pancho, put away that glass and keep your wits about you. There's the stagecoach off in the distance. We'll meet it in a few more moments.
Well, Pancho, put away the glass, Cisco. You look for the trouble?
See, Pancho, there are many tough-looking hombres in the town of Shamrock.
Oh, the cafe owner, he tells us, a lot of tough strangers, too.
That is what I mean, Pancho.
Oh, you remember that deputy yet?
No, and it bothers me. Mostly I can remember people, but I cannot place him.
Well, then how you know he is a bandido?
Oh, I am not certain he is a bandido. But from his appearance, I would not trust him. Also, I am sure that when I saw him, he was up to no good. Oh, diablo.
Hold on. Well, the driver of that stagecoach, he may think we the bandido, Cisco.
He is Bullwhip Baker, driver on the old tombstone to Bisbee Run. I think he'll remember us.
Oh, see. Then he knows Cisco, huh?
Rein in your horses, Señor Baker. I want to talk to you.
Rein in nothing. Get out of our way, you Baker. Hey, Sir Cisco Kid.
Si, Señor.
Hey, the Pancho Kid.
What are you stopping for, driver?
Well, Cisco Kid wants to talk to me, ma'am. Figured I better listen.
Well, I've heard of him. My husband used to mention him. Come around here, Cisco, where I can see you.
Si, senora. Come on, there. Come.
Yeah, no more.
Well, so you're the Cisco Kid. Well, I'm glad to know you.
Gracias, senora.
But if you want to talk to my driver, wait till we get to Shamrock. I intend to get out of this confounded stagecoach just as quick as I can.
I only want to advise Senor Baker to take the road around these mountains and not drive up through the pass.
Oh, maybe bandidos up in the pass, senor. They steal all your money.
Sure. I've got nothing for them to steal.
Yeah, that necklace is worth a fortune.
Well, how much farther is it around the mountain, driver?
About 6 miles, ma'am.
6 miles? Oh, I wouldn't ride in this thing an extra 6 miles for all of the bandits in the world. Go on up through the pass, driver.
Hey, you're the boss, ma'am.
Pass is very narrow and rocky, senora. There is no way to prevent a holdup in such a place.
See, you better take the long road, senora.
Oh, I will not. I appreciate your coming to warn me, but 6 miles more of dust and bouncing and... get going, driver.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
Senora, she got a mind of her own, Cisco.
Si, but the fact still remains that there may be bandidos up on that pass, Pancho.
Well, then what we do?
Only thing we can do now. Ride up ahead of the stagecoach and look the pass over.
Oh, but if the bandidos there, they might shoot us down, Cisco.
Well, you do not have to go up there, amigo.
Oh, Pancho, go where Cisco. Go bandido or no bandido.
Up, diablo,
que va! Go.
Better stop and rest our horses for a minute, Thomas. Pretty steep going up this side of the mountain.
We're most of the top now, Sheriff. Why don't we rest our horses when we get up there?
I'll say what we'll do, Deputy, and when we'll do it. Oh, boy. Oh, oh, oh.
Only reason I spoke as I did, Sheriff, is we're a little bit late getting up there.
Well, our horses need the rest. The sun is sure beating down good and hot today.
Yeah, too blame hot for any outlaws to be after that stagecoach.
I wouldn't bet on it. They say this Lola Dennis is worth $5 million in her own name.
Hey, that's a right good chunk of money, Sheriff.
I guess it is. It's more than you and me will ever see. Hey, look at my horse.
Yeah, what about him?
He's mighty interested in something up ahead in the pass.
Yeah, maybe an animal of some kind up there. All right, let's get going, Sheriff.
It's an animal, all right, Deputy. Only question is who's with that animal and how many of them. Look to your guns. Get up, boy. Help.
Help.
Might be outlaws. Better draw, Deputy.
Yeah, I'll draw, but you won't, Sheriff. Keep riding. Keep your hands away from your guns.
So you're one of them, huh?
Keep riding, I said.
You're getting up here just about in time, Drury. That Cisco kid and his partner on the way up the mountain. Behind him is a stagecoach.
All right, stop here, Sheriff. Hold.
Oh, boy. Oh, oh.
All right, boys. Tie up the sheriff. Put a gag in his mouth so he can't warn him.
No, hey. You don't, you coyote.
Not him now, Drury.
Oh.
Oh, that'll hold him for a while. All right, get him and his horse behind them boulders, quick. When Cisco comes up through here, I'll make a noise on this side of the pass. When he looks this way, Sim, you drop a rope over him from over there. All right, come on, get busy.
Pancho not see nobody up there in the pass, Cisco.
If any bandidos were there, they would not be out in the open, amigo.
Well, not see nothing of the sheriff near. The sheriff tell us his stagecoach have an escort, too.
Well, that is rather strange, Pancho.
Si.
But the sheriff may have been detained.
Oh, maybe forgot about it, no, Cisco?
I hardly think he would forget. Santos, this pass is narrow. I'll be glad when that stagecoach gets...
What that? What that?
A small rock slide over there, Chico, and I do...
Match the man at this rope! Got him! Come on, man!
He's got the bandido!
Cross! All right, get the guns, boys!
Here comes that stagecoach!
Drive those horses, poor whip! Drive them!
Get up! Ah!
There, look out! He's running us down! Stop, you bloody stop! There, stagecoach is getting away from us.
Well, it won't get far. Sim, you stay here and guard these hombres. Rest of you boys, get your horses and come with me.
Fine.
I'll be back to see you later, Cisco kid.
I may not be here, Bandido.
You'll be here all right, but not for long, Cisco.
Unless Cisco can escape, he faces death at the hands of the outlaw Drury. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. Ah, that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you. Good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. In the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Hold Up at the Pass. Learning that the fabulously wealthy Lola Dennis, the wife of a friend he had once guided, was coming to Shamrock, Texas to look over her properties, Cisco offered his and Pancho's help in guarding her during her stay. But the sheriff turned down our friend's offer and signed on as deputy a man who turned out to be the outlaw Drury, whose gang captured Cisco, Pancho, and the sheriff in the pass over Rocking Chair Mountain. Now, with the stage escaping down the mountain, all the outlaws but one mount their horses.
Hurry out to the stagecoach, boys!
Oh, we're not going to help the senora much now, Cisco.
No, neither can the sheriff over there. I should have made Bullwhip Baker take the road around the mountain.
Never mind the gab. You, Cisco, cross your wrists behind your back.
As you wish, Pancho.
You, fat one, you take your neckerchief and tie Cisco's hands. Reckon that'll hold him, since I'm aiming to be right here with these guns of mine.
Si, bandido.
You may as well tie them tightly, Pancho. This coyote will make sure you're dead.
You bet I'll make sure.
Speaking of neckerchiefs, Bandito, you better loosen that gag in the sheriff's mouth. He's having a hard time to breathe.
I'll fix it, Cisco, but no tricks now. I'm watching you every minute.
Pancho.
Si, Cisco?
Magnifying glass. Keep it in your hand. Do not let the Bandito see it. Turn this handkerchief. Burn it so I can break loose.
Oh, si, Cisco. Oh, there. The neckerchief tied tight now.
I'll have a look. Yeah, I reckon that's all right. Now I better tie you up, fat one.
Oh, si, si, senor. But, hey, but not you need to tie Pancho. Pancho too fat and lazy to go anywhere. not leave without Cisco anyway.
Well, sit down then. You can sit in the shade of that big rock if you want.
Oh, no. Pancho like the sun. The hotter the better.
So do I, amigo. Let us sit down right here.
For me, I'll take the shade.
Excuse my back, Pancho, but I like that view down in the valley.
Better look at it while you can, Cisco, because if I know Drury, your days of looking at views are numbered.
Well, I do not bet, Bandito, or I would bet with you on that point.
Oh, Pancho, too, Bandito. That sun too hot, Cisco?
Well, it is hot, but I can't stand it, Chico. The hotter, the better.
Si, si, si. Not want you to catch on fire, Cisco, but maybe this sun's so hot.
Hey, I smell something burning.
Yes, your imagination, Bandito. Nothing is burning around here.
What are you doing? You trying to get your hands loose?
Pancho tied these neckerchief too tight. It stops the circulation. Will you loosen it a bit, Bandito?
It's all right as it is. But something sure is burning.
Well, then suppose you come over here and see.
Just what in thunder you hombres up to?
Well, if you must know, Bandito. Pancho set the neckerchief on fire with a magnifying glass.
Hey, you buzzard.
Get his gun, he's gone.
See, Pancho, that is just what? I mean, you do. There now, Bandito, we can fight with our fists.
Oh, that take care of him, Cisco.
Now, gracias, amigo. That glass did the trick.
Oh, burn your hand, Cisco?
Not enough to worry about. Tie these bandito while I set the sheriff free. We must go after those other bandidos at once.
There's the stagecoach, boys. Come on up, fast!
Yeah! Yeah. Yeah.
Open up on that driver. That'll stop him.
Get up.
Get up. He's stopping them horses. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. cover covered, boys. All right, ma'am. Step out of that coach.
Oh, you just bet I will, you. You scoundrel.
Greg, jumping, Jupiter. Now, easy with the hat pin, lady.
I'll teach you to hold up my stagecoach. Oh,
hey, company hombres, come over here. Grab her.
Let me go.
Hold still,
let me go, you thug, you.
All right, get the hat pin away from her, boys.
Oh, you'll pay for this outrage, and don't think you won't.
You'll do the paying, ma'am. In cold cash. And I'll start off by taking that necklace.
Oh.
And there ought to be plenty of money in some of this here luggage.
You'll get no money out of there, you bandit.
Just the same, I'll have a look in this here handbag. Sure ain't much in here. But I reckon there's plenty of money in this here checkbook.
Well, that won't help you and your villainous gang one bit.
Don't be too sure of that, ma'am. No doubt in my mind but what the Shamrock Bank will honor any check you write. And you're going to write a mighty big one and cash it while a couple of the boys and me are right there. All right, Frankie, get up on that seat and drive this stagecoach to town. Sam, you and Ned guard this woman in the coach. Rest of us will ride herd on the outfit. All right, let's go.
I sure hope we ain't too late, Cisco.
I hope not, Sheriff.
If any harms come to Mrs. Dennis, I won't never be able to live it down.
You are quite right. You will not.
We got our guns back, Cisco, and not have to fight the banditos with our bare teeth, no?
We cannot tell us yet, Pancho, how we will have to fight them. There are the wheel tracks of the stagecoach.
Yeah, heading for town, all right.
A momento, Sheriff. Hold up.
Hold
up.
Hold up. What for we stop here, Cisco?
Is this creek a shortcut to town, Sheriff?
Yes, it is, Cisco. The road makes a big bend here, but the creek heads straight for town.
And the road bends into the creek farther on?
Just a little ways ahead.
That is all I want to know. We'll ride it in the creek bed.
Oh, but it's water in the creek, Cisco.
It is shallow. Come on, hop down. Come.
Go. Yeah. Oh, Pancho get wet.
Oh, a little water will not hurt you, Chico.
All that what Pancho get for being on the tail end. Oh, the water in the sand right in the mouth.
George, I reckon we're just about in time, Cisco. Ain't that the stagecoach just went around the curve in the road up ahead there?
See, Sheriff? Let us get back up into the road. Come on, Diablo.
Go. Oh, Pancho, not know which the worse, the water or the dust.
Yeah, we're going to ride right in on them, Cisco.
See, Sheriff? I believe it's the best way. They are trailing so much dust, they will not see us until we are upon them.
Let's go, then. Get up.
All right, now. In on them. Shoot over their heads. Stop that stagecoach, Banditos, quick.
Hey, where did Banditos numbers come from?
Surround them, Banditos.
You can't see a blasted thing in this dust.
Throw down your guns, Banditos. You are outnumbered.
Cisco, by thunder, don't shoot.
Senor Bullwhip, get that Banditos gun up there.
I sure will, Pancho.
Yeah, I will have a look inside the coach. All right, you hombres, come out with your hands up. Disarm them too, Senor Sheriff. Are you all right, Senora?
Oh, yes, I'm all right, but... Oh, that scoundrel that took my necklace isn't going to be all right.
Hey, keep her away from me.
Wait, Senora. I will get the necklace for you.
Hey, where's that posse you was talking about?
There ain't any posse, Ben Thomas.
Oh, we fool you, Bandito, no?
Hand over that necklace, Coyote.
Buzzard, Cisco, I'll kill you.
Very well, Bandito. Get out of this fight. The least I can do
is
defend myself like this, and this, and this.
I reckon you defend yourself all right, Cisco.
I should say that he does.
Well, this bandito may have your necklace in one of his pockets, Senora. I will see.
Hey, you hombres, keep your hands up.
Pancho, tie up the bandidos for you, sir.
Yes, you would. Well, I was wrong, Cisco, and you was right. I should have accepted your help in the first place.
Yes, and I should have taken your advice about not coming up through the pass, Cisco, but, well... I have a bad habit of being stubborn at the wrong time.
Well, things turned out all right, fortunately. Here is your necklace, Senora.
Thank you, Cisco. Thank you. And I'm going to see you get the full value of this necklace for your reward.
Oh, that's a lot of money, Cisco.
Pancho and I want no reward, Senora. But this is a poor country.
It has need for schools and hospitals and money for churches. So instead of giving us the money, perhaps you would give it to the county.
Well, I certainly will, Cisco. You know, my husband was right. You are one in a great many.
You are very kind, Senora. Now, let us continue on to town. There is one place for bandidos like these, and that place is the jail. Si, Pancho.
Oh, the George. He very good, George. He gave those bandidos a long, long sentence in a prison.
Si. They got what they deserved, amigo.
Si, they get what they deserve. And Cisco finally remembered that Drury bandido, no?
Si, I remembered having trouble with him and his compañeros in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh.
He is wanted there for several holdups, too.
Oh, that bandido, he be in prison for a long, long time.
He will indeed, Pancho.
Maybe hold up at the pass was a good thing, Cisco. Senor Dennis, he help out the county with her money. Maybe she not do it if no hold up.
Well, no hold up is good, Chico, but no. I see your meaning. The senora was very generous.
She very generous. Give money for the schoolhouse, for the hospital, and for the churches.
Also, she gave money for the salary of a good deputy sheriff.
She a very fine senora, Cisco. Only trouble, she likes to go for walks. Pancho hate to walk.
Oh, walking is fine exercise, Pancho.
Ah, loco, better for Pancho.
You'll have it your own way, amigo, but you are right about the senora liking to walk.
Si. You know the senor, she like to have company when she walk too.
Oh, see. Why, only yesterday morning, I saw the senora taking a tramp around the countryside.
Oh, taking a what, Cisco?
I said I saw the senora taking a tramp about the countryside.
Oh, but that no tramp she takes, Cisco.
No?
No, that was the sheriff.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Oh.
Happy Abel!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread, in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.